Andrew Schneider on KRLS Radio. This interview is powered by Hy-Vee. It's our last season wrap-up interview, at least as an active head coach, with Jay McKinstry following a remarkable year. And what a send-off getting to coach in the state championship game. I know you guys had talked to Trevor last week on the field and have some more raw emotions. Now you've had close to a week to settle down and kind of absorb everything. What has been going through your mind these last 6 days about finally being done and really what this 2024 season became?
Yeah, thanks, Andrew. Sorry about my voice. I lost my voice. I think I've got the same cold and voice loss that some of my family's had and other people have had. But, yeah, it was just a special season, Andrew. It was a special time. And for the last few days, honestly, we've just been trying to get our awards night in and get the equipment turned back in. Every year, the equipment check-in is kind of one of the, like, the bummer times of the year, you know. But this year is kind of, at least it was a little more enjoyable because, you know, you got to play the whole to the distance. And You got to play for the championship, so everyone has to have their equipment in by this time. It's not other people get to keep theirs, and so. But yeah, it was just it's a busy time still, and I'm sure as time wears on, I'll be like, wow, I've said many times, I'll play. Well, I got, I guess I don't have to do that anymore. Well, I got to go do. No, I guess I don't do that anymore. And I'm sure as the winter wears on and get closer to spring and the summer is like, it'll sink in a little bit more that I guess I just don't do that anymore. And but it's okay. It's I'm excited about the transition, about Ben taking over, and it'll be a good thing. And I'm just grateful and appreciative of my time here.
We'll talk more about Ben in a little bit. And let's focus on the season first. And if this wasn't your last year, this would have been a remarkable year. How many games came down to a final play, a fourth down conversion, or a stop on a two-point conversion try? Every single week outside of really the Hoover game, you had to play all four quarters, which can be exhausting, but is also, I'm sure, really fun as a broadcaster. It made it really exciting to call the games for the fans that were there. It's crazy how many of those moments were packed into one year. Sometimes you get one or two of those games in a season. It was almost every week you were having to come up with a big play.
You're right, Andrew. It's kind of funny. I was talking to our kids and to our coaches and Coach Van Houwen, who does our kickoff return. Like, we had our hands team on there more this year than we probably did in how many years combined, just for, for onside kicks. And, I think we recovered all three of them this year and even more. Three onside kicks in three different games. And it's pretty incredible how many we had to defend this year. Usually we didn't have to defend that many of them. And just, 2-point conversions. And then the offense hangs onto the ball for 7 minutes against Lewis Central and 5 minutes against Xavier. And you're right. Those are just special, exhilarating things that that make it a really exciting time on Friday nights. But it's also hard on your heart and hard on the stomach. But it sure was a special year for the way the kids found ways to win. And I talked to them about that the awards night. They kept finding ways to win and doing things. And whether it be that goal line stand and 99-yard pass, whatever it is, it was amazing. That happened throughout the whole season, a 3rd-and-10 conversion against Newton. I keep the ball from them. There's all kinds of them that you look back and like, wow. And it was a special year. Even if it wasn't my last year, you get to go to the title game. It's cool. Anytime that, this is a very special time and the opportunities that we got to have this year and the way the kids played and the passion and the heart they played with and the enthusiasm they brought was just really, really exciting to be part of.
Well, I don't think many people appreciate just how hard that can be. I mean, like I said, I think the stat Trevor sent me was over the course of the last 5 or 6 years, you hadn't won a single game that was under a 7-point margin this year. Almost every single game came down to one possession or less. And to win those kinds of games and to consistently convert on those kinds of plays, again, 4th and long and like you said, goal line stands and 2-point conversion tries, that just doesn't happen. What about this team in particular do you think made them have that ability to convert in those situations almost every single time?
Yeah, I don't know. We're very blessed. I said this at the beginning, that these guys are a competitive group of kids. I don't know. Everyone probably says they refuse to lose, and you can all say all those cliches, but there's something in their competitive spirit in these kids, though. It's just a spirit that said, we're going to kind of get this done. I think to an extreme where it really did make a difference. Sometimes just, and the second thing is that some kids just stepped up and made plays. They just did. We had some kids that would step up, face the whatever the situation we're in, and we're going to make a play. And we certainly had some kids do that. And that was just, those are what makes the difference. And not saying that the kids in the past, they were, it's just that this year the kids, they were able to do that. And it was really neat. I'm not sure exactly the reason why, but I'd say it's part of their competitive spirit and just kind of, you know, they were able to get it done.
Here, Jay McKintry, head coach of the Pellet football team, as we put a bow on the 2024 season. This interview is powered by Hy-Vee, and that gets to the larger question, too, about this playoff run itself. And again, preseason, you and I talked, and we were hopeful that we could get to the playoffs, right? Especially in the new 4A, the format as it was. And getting into the postseason this year, you lost a really physical game, obviously a lot of emotion that night with all the celebration going on against Gilbert. And it felt like a major turning point for this run was how the guys prepared and eventually played for Clear Creek Amana. Again, 10, 15 weeks ago, we were hoping to get into the playoffs. You came in with a couple of home games. It felt like there was a big reset from that Gilbert game on. And the team that we saw those final 4 weeks, really, there was an extra gear that they found.
Yeah, you know, you're right, Andrew. When you were going into the season this year, you know, you looked at our schedule. And I know preseason rankings don't mean much, but we knew who had people back, the players back, what teams were going to be like. And, you know, whatever, five of them were ranked in the top 10 and another two were ranked in the top 12 or 13. And all those teams are on our schedule. It's like, wow, you know, hopefully we can get ourselves in position to have a chance to be in the district and make the playoffs. But so just the way our kids were able to do that was fantastic. And you're right, the loss against Gilbert, the first loss, you know, the chance to be undefeated, be 9-0 in the regular season. But, you know, give Gilbert credit. I'm going to tell you, they out-physicaled us that night as far as on the their defense to our offense. Our defense played fantastic that night. But, you know, I think it did kind of give a reset button to our kids. I know it brought us back to maybe a reality check, like, hey, we got to – some things were going on in practice a little bit. You know, we had good practice and the kids played hard, but just a reality check, hey, we're not unbeatable. The teams are going to be good and they're coming up good in the playoffs here. And so, you know, and the thing I appreciate about our kids and our players – is that we try to talk to them about how, what are we going to learn from this, and they did. I think they learned well, and we came out and played against Clear Creek very well. We played a very good game that night. You know, Clear Creek had a good team, but that was probably one of our better games. We won 34-7. You know, we haven't won many games that year at that margin. And so I thought our kids played very well, and then the second time against Gilbert, I thought somebody from Gilbert had said, one of their players said, I heard this just last week from somebody who's their son played for them. It's like they felt like they faced a different Pellet team the second time. And whether that's true or not, but maybe our kids did play with a little different demeanor, different you know, intensity level. But we certainly did, was able to respond well in that game too. At least, you know, I thought our defense played very similar, very, very well. And offensively, we just were able to make some plays and big plays and at least move the ball a little bit better and play a little more intense and a little more physical. But you're right, you have to in the playoffs, Andrew. You're going to have to raise your level of play. We talked about our theme throughout the playoffs was rise up. And you have to rise to a higher level. You have to. If you don't, you will not last. You've got to play at a higher level than you did during the regular season. It's just tough week in and week out. So, you know, that's kind of what our guys did and certainly had to do it against the defending champ, Lewis Central. It was a tremendous game for our kids, too. You know, it looked like we were outmatched out there, but somehow our kids found a way to win again. And then going to the championship game against North Polk, they just had a great football team, and they're big and strong up front. They're tough, and there's a reason they were 13-0 this year. And you're right. Our kids did a great job throughout the playoff run.
Well, and I thought what was really intriguing about what they did was handling the noise. And anytime you have a team that gets further and further in the postseason, there's more attention, right, from a community. Certainly, in this case, the media with your retirement and all the above. And it felt like these kids, after Gilbert in particular, turned it into fuel for them in the sense of they didn't let it impact them the same way. I'm not blaming the loss on Gilbert on that at all, but you could tell there's more attention on the program. There's more eyeballs in the program with every passing week. And it felt like the kids, as they moved on, from my chair, my perspective, really started to embrace the moment. And whether it was your retirement motivating them or whatever it was, it felt like there was an extra spirit about them, and those kids really did embrace the moment. Again, knowing that there are a lot more eyeballs on them as the season wore on with all the things going on.
That's a good point, Andrew, because we do talk to the kids about that. You gotta tune out the noise. You have to, as you said, tune out the noise. Stop reading everything about yourselves and just, you got to try and get your focus on what we're doing in our next game and what we're trying to do in the playoffs and the playoff run. And because you're right, there was, I think even just our, the season we were having, the last minute wins and the closeness, I think it kind of created this I don't know, excitement in our community, a really big excitement, and even in the area a little bit. I think people started talking about Pella football again, other places, and it certainly can start. It starts to get to be a little more attention, and that's really a cool thing. You want to be part of that. You really do. You want that. But at the same time, somehow we got to have you got to tune that out and focus on what we're doing. But as you said, too, though, we wanted them to enjoy that moment also. You don't want to just, be all business and all that, but enjoy it and relish that opportunities. And as we talk to the kids throughout the year, they get two opportunities. We get to be part of this. We get to do this. And to enjoy that and to relish that and embrace it, as you said. But at the same time, still trying to stay focused on the next task ahead, and that's the next game. And you're right. I think the kids did a really good job of that.
Here with Pella head football coach Shay McKinstry in our season recap interview for the Pella Dutch, who finished with state runner-up in Class 4A this year. Postseason awards come out, and I know they only mean so much, but this year the Iowa Football Coaches Association assumed All-State and one of the biggest lists you've ever had for a single season. Five players that got on. Maybe, Jay, and I don't want to put words in your mouth, but a reflection of the depth and the overall team nature of this. It can be cliche to say, right, it's a whole team effort, but oftentimes you have these exceptional players, sure, that drive the ship, but to have five All-State players, probably reflective of the depth of this team and the fact that in each one of those close wins we talked about, it wasn't just the same player making a play every time.
Yeah, I just earnest appreciate our kids being able to make All-State, that they got that recognition that I think they really worked hard for. And, you want the truth, Andrew. The farther you go in the playoffs, the more likelihood you have more kids in All-State, too. We had like six or seven back in 14 and 15 and 16, and it just matters. But there's a reason why you're in the playoffs deep, because you probably have that depth of good players, and you probably have a few more All-State player types of kids, too. And but you're right. It's I felt like maybe you could go down, and there's a few players that didn't make All-State that you think maybe potentially could have been in that mix also. And so you're right. We certainly had some high-level players this year and some kids that can really do a good job. We're just the cool part is they're really good. They're really neat young men, too. And so it's exciting to see their awards that they got and to be part of that. And you're right. It was done a little differently for the IFCA. It was the first time ever them selecting the All-State football team. So wasn't sure how that was going to go, but really appreciate those kids making it.
And some of those are seniors, and we talk every year and have talked every year for the last 11 years now about the senior class. And, well, this is your last one, and this is a group that, again, seemed to embrace that. They obviously, wanted – anytime I talk to them, I don't know what they told you, but obviously they were playing for themselves, but they were also playing for you, knowing this would be your last go-around. And, again, what a way to send that group off, obviously, for what they did. But for you, what a senior class to end on. They were fantastic.
Yeah, going into this year, I was really looking forward to coaching this football team just because I knew the type of young men we're going to have, our seniors and the juniors coming up. And they were just a neat group of kids that mixed well. And, a lot of times she's never sure how the seniors and juniors are going to mix. I never realized that until about after being here 10 years that there might be a few more issues between the seniors and juniors and classes than I ever knew ever happened. And I'm hoping over time that we've kind of eliminated some of that. But in the sense of like trying to create a culture that can't have that happen if you want to have a good football team. But I think the seniors did a great job at that in leadership. And, when it comes down to it, Lou Holtz would always say, the level of your play, and if you want to play for championships, it's going to come down to your senior class. And I think he's right, and I think it does matter. Your seniors are going to make the difference in the end. Granted, the juniors can be very talented and very good football players, but the senior leadership is what's going to come down to matter. And I just really appreciate all our seniors did this year and for all their time here at Pella. And this certainly was a big factor in this being able to do what we were able to do this year.
Well, now I get to change my line of questioning to you, Jay, though, because obviously you won't have a hand going forward in what the program is, and I can ask you about that in a little bit. But we do know who will, and that's Ben Bollard. He's been a player for you. He was a longtime assistant. You mentioned it earlier. It was announced earlier this week that he will assume duties pending school board approval. Sometimes these succession plans, you had a little bit more time to make this happen, obviously, when you made your announcement last winter. You never know how they're going to go. I'm sure there are some outside hires that were considered and all the above, but obviously Ben was the right guy and Mr. Fouch in the administrative team's mind, and he is the guy who will be moving this program going forward and one, again, who holds this program near and dear to his heart.
Yeah, Ben's a fantastic young man, and he's going to do a fantastic job leading this football program. I think it's so neat that, He went to Pella High School. He played for us, you know, his last football season was 2002. And then he joined our coaching staff in 2010. And he's been with us now, I'm making 14 or 15 years, something like that. And he's just, he's a incredibly hard worker and smart. And he's, the kids like him a lot. And they respect him a ton. And he'll just do a fantastic job. He's the right pick for this job. And I know that, the program's in great hands, and I hope to believe, and I think he will carry forward many of the traditions and the trying to keep the culture going for what we're trying to create for so many years. And I have no doubt that Ben will do that. And I'm so excited for him, and he'll be really good at it. And he's a good thing for the school, for the program, and for our community. And he'll be great for the job.
Well, and those who may not know, I got to mic you up and got to listen. You leaned on him a little bit more for decisions this year, knowing that was possibly coming, and it seemed like he was ready for that occasion. And again, head coaching, as you well know, can be very different than other positions. Still some learning, I'm sure, for him to do, but obviously it seemed like you made it intentional. Once it seemed like that was the direction you were leaning, to get him ready for the opportunity.
Yeah, we've done that for the last couple of years. Just always want to go ask him what his thoughts are. He's, like I said, he's really smart. He's a great analytical thinker and great continuous improvement guy, and so I just wanted to get his thoughts on what we're doing. And truth be known, I just don't want to make the decision and have him yell at me later. So I want him to have part of it. You know, if it's not the decision that worked, if it didn't work out very well, then I don't come back yelling at me or something like that. But I just think it's good. I valued his opinion, and I needed it and wanted it. And like I said, he's a great thinker and he's just really good at that stuff and so good at analyzing situations. And certainly wanted to make good decisions, you know, have all the input and have to make the decision. But that was part of the process as far as including him in some of that. But at the same time, like I said, truth be known, I just didn't want him to yell at me if it didn't turn out the way it turned out, the way it should have or we hoped it would.
Here, Jay McKintry, as we wrap up our season here for Pella football, again, state runners-up, and now we get to the part where we ask you a bunch of questions about this as it was happening, probably easier now to ask now that it's all over, but when you made the announcement back in January, February last year, or earlier this year, I should say, you never know how it's going to go, right? You never know how it's going to turn out, football especially, and with Class A, 4A football the way it is, you could have been 2-7. Obviously, it went the other way, and you got to play for a state championship. But, you know, now that you're on the other side of it, looking back on that decision, what has this ride been like? Making the announcement ahead of time, getting the opportunity to connect with former players, right? We had that Saturday after Gilbert where I know that was probably one of your favorite days of the year, getting to see so many familiar faces. Your family was there and all the above. How do you think these last however 10 months have played out since you made the announcement, and what's it like now to really be on this other side?
Well, you know, what I feel like is I'm just feel grateful and thankful for all the opportunities I've had here, and just really grateful for this past year. And, you know, I always thought about when I was going to be done coaching here, I really thought I just, you know, at the end of the season, you wait till I get out of the awards night done, get all the equipment in, they probably go in and say, hey, and Mr. Fouch, I'm going to be done. I'm going to, you know, retire from coaching and all that. And that's the way I thought it would happen. But, you know, I didn't plan on saying it before the season, even before in the winter before the last season. But, you know, with that early retirement package coming out, I had to have that decision made by last January already. So I had to have that turned in. And I could have waited on the football side, but I thought I knew that was going to be it. So I just wanted it to be done and not try and string anything out and just say, okay, well, you're done with it all. So it really wasn't the way I had planned it, but at the same time, that's the way it had to be done. So, but I just, you know, I look back and just, there was a lot of special things this season. You're right, that Saturday was really cool seeing a lot of guys come back and just getting some emails from some guys and some notes and a few letters. And it was just really neat to hear back from them. And that's really the cool part about it, you know. It's like anything else, when kids come back and say hi or come back from either you had as a student of yours or a player, just trying to hopefully to some degree, you know, at least they come back at some point and say hi or maintain a relationship with them to some degree. I know they move on to do other things, and it's a little harder to do that for so many kids. But, it was a special time for me. But again, I'm at peace with it. I feel like real good. I feel good about it. I think God led me to this. And I just don't know what's next. And I'm not going to worry about it yet. I'm really not. I'm not even thinking about what's next. I'm just more trying to finish the year well here. I wanted to finish football well. I want to finish my teaching job well. And I really do. And I want to finish on a good note and walk out of here feeling just grateful and thankful for all the opportunities I've had at this school. And that's kind of what I feel right now. And I'm just but I really am at peace with what's going on.
And who would have thunk these kids would have sent you out the dome? I mean, obviously, I know you've given them a lot of credit, and that doesn't work out that way every single time. And honestly, the perfect Hollywood ending would have been winning the state title. But, I mean, who would have thunk that these kids and the coaches, you know, from the outside looking in, there was an extra sense of motivation. These kids wanted to win anyway, but it felt like there was something special, and I'm sure you really appreciate that.
I really do, you know, and I appreciate the kids really setting the goals for that. And, you know, I just want to say thank you to our coaches, too. Our coaches, like you said, our coaches do a fantastic job of getting these kids in the right positions, getting the round pegs and round holes and the square pegs and square holes and know where we're going to put them, schematically what we're doing, and just encouraging them in a good way and challenging them in a good way. And our coaches are fantastic here, Andrew. I don't know if I could have been blessed anymore with the types of coaches we got to coach with and the type of men. They have been a blessing to me, and I can't say enough good things about them, or I express how grateful I am toward them enough. But so they've done a great job, and thank you to our parents. You know, our parents do a great job creating a culture too, as far as excellence. And I always say, you know, Frosty Western used to say, "Make it the big time where you're at," and that's what our parents do for their kids and for our community, and for that. Though it's kind of fun for them to follow our team this year and embrace them. And over all the years, it's been fantastic, you know. And Andrew, you and Trevor and Randy are part of that too. It's like it's just a really neat time, and you know, that's when I'll get emotional, is thinking about missing being part of that. And not belonging to that anymore. And that's what, you know, like, wow. And I'm grateful for the time that I did get to be part of that and everybody involved in that and doing that for our young kids. And that's the part that I think I'll just probably, I'm not sure how I'll handle that late summer or fall next year. I'm not sure I'll do very well, but but I know it's going to be okay, and it's the right thing. And I think as time passes, it'll be better yet. But you know, continue seeking what God has for me and my family.
I was about to say, last note I wanted to end on, for a young man who walked into this building 30 years ago, what did this journey mean now in hindsight, these last three decades, and having this opportunity and getting to live this life with Pella football and all the things that on and off the field it created?
Well, you know, it's just one of those. I'm just grateful for the five coaches I got to play for and work with. You know, my dad was my high school football coach, and I played for Larry Corver at Northwestern College, of which he came to our championship game. He's 89 years old now, and some of my buddies drove him down. That was really special to have him there. And coached for Jerry Staton at Oskaloosa for a year, and I learned so much from him. And coached for Ron Skipper at Central College. And I got to play for Ed Thomas in the Shrine football game at Baptist and Parkersburg in the Shrine game, and then just stayed in contact with him, you know, all the way through 2009. And What it means to me here was I wanted to honor those five guys, because I think God put those guys in my life, and I got to be part of their lives, and they were part of my life, so that I can maybe be here in Pella then and try and teach and do the way things they did them and their programs to the kids here in Pella, because they did a great job where they're at. And that is what I'm just so walk away here as a young boy coming in thinking, you know, you kind of, oh, yeah, and then but I really wanted to honor God, honor them, as far as the way you run a football program. And I'm so grateful for that and grateful for them. And I want to say one more thing. I want to say thanks to Matt Schulte back in 1997 for asking me to co-coach with him. We co-coached for 9 years, and it was a great experience and a great friend. And, you know, I'm then had it on my own from 2006 on. We got a great relationship and appreciate him still helping us out here. And but, you know, back in asking me in 1997 for something that I'm not sure I really we wanted to do, but we chose to do it. And, wow, I'm just so thankful and grateful for that. Oh, what we got to do over those 30 years.
Well, Jay, I'm sure we could keep going. Your voice is giving out. But on behalf of the entire community, our radio station, all the above, an enormous thank you. It's been such a great ride. My first 11 years of broadcasting got to be with this incredible program. Mm-hmm. Looking forward to the next 11 or 28 or whatever it is. But again, major kudos, congratulations, all the above. Not enough words I can say here, but simply thank you and all the best to you in the future.
Well, thank you, Andrew. It's been nothing but an honor and a privilege for me to be able to do what I got to do.
That's the one and only Jay McKinstry as we wrap up his incredible career and the 2024 Pella football season as state runners-up. This interview powered by Hy-Vee. We'll have more after this on KRLS.